Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. And as always, we do appreciate your energy exchange with us today while we have these great guests such as Abdul Bey on here, which April is going to let you know about in just a moment. And he is a return guest. So we had a video with him before, and a lot of you love this. So can we put links in the video, too?
His
other video, too, so you all can check that out. As you get to know him here. But I do want to remind you and ask of you again is if you are new to the channel or haven't already, kindly hit the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell, and also share it too so people are notified that when we have great guests like Abdul on. And don't forget, mind, body, spirit connection, right? Right there, right above you, hempworks.com. That's where you'll get it from.
Right there, people.
Yeah, I tell you. And as always, and I know we've been saying this a lot, but we do really appreciate your video testimonials coming in.
Gosh,
it's so amazing
great.
To see the differences and the impact that it's making in your life like it has in ours. So again, if you haven't checked it out, I think you know, give it a shot. You know, it's worth a shot. There you go. So thank you very much. Yeah.
Absolutely. And real quick, Gene Decode is going to be on next week, and he's doing a special show just for all of you. I get flooded all the time with questions. Ask Gene this, ask Gene that. So he's going to do a viewer Q&A. So now is the opportunity. If you have any questions for Gene, and I know you all do, send them in to askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. Askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. Gene will be on early part of next week. So make sure you get your questions in this week. And we're also, if you want your name attached to the question, we'll make sure to get that out as well.
And we'll timestamp this video so you know, like, you're not looking at this a month from now and sending us questions on something we've already done, right, on the video. So we'll let you know on that, everything.
And
what else?
After this video gets uploaded, I will re-upload Abdul's so they're connected, so they'll be within the same time frame as well.
There you go. So speaking of Abdul, why don't you inform those who don't know Abdul and let them know who they are?
Gladly. Welcome, Abdul Bey. He's a Moorish American in the high spirits of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Abdul is an Air Force veteran, father, and entrepreneur. He's been red-pilled for 20 years since 9/11, and he is well-studied in the matters concerning the plan against the people by the deep state, formerly referred to as the Illuminati. And today we're going to talk about something that's a really, really important topic, nationality versus color to identify yourself, and also why they want to keep us in a democracy as opposed to a republic. So I know you're super well versed in these areas. Also, Abdul, last week we interviewed, Wayne, yes.
About the birth certificates, is that where you're going with that?
Exactly, Wayne, about the birth certificates. And I know that you also wanted to tag on it because it doesn't just stop or start at birth certificates. There's really a lot more to this twisted agenda. So should we start there?
Well, should we formally welcome Abdul first?
We did, I thought.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Abdul, yeah. All right, buddy, good. All right. It's all good. So let's start there, brother.
Okay. Well, specify the question. What was the question?
I'd like to start with, you had mentioned that it's not just the birth certificates that are holding us in bondage, that it actually, there's more to it with the marriage certificates. And what else was there? Marriage certificates?
Your license, your driver's license.
License, your social security number. Yeah, so what the hell is really going on?
Okay, let's put it this way. And first of all, thanks for having me again. I love your show. I think it's a dynamic show.
Aww,
thank you, brother. Thank you.
Necessary in this movement, because it's a truth movement. And in order for us to be able to rise above the issues that we're dealing with the deep state, we need the truth 100%. The facts and the true history of what really happened in this country and what's happening to the people, who we are and who we are not, who they are and who they are not. So, but to answer the question, I lost my train of thought. What was the question again?
No problem. That is, it's not just
okay.
The birth certificate and stuff.
Okay, so we are identified as corporations. Okay, you've got the Admiralty Law. You've got common law. Admiralty Law is commerce, law of the land. Common law is the law that's governed by the people, which derives from divine law, which comes from God's law. You understand?
Common law is God's law?
Yes, divine law. It derives from God. This is what the Constitution protects. The Constitution protects our rights under God. Okay? So the licenses denote commerce. Here's an example. In order for you to be a doctor, you need a license. In order for you to be a hairstylist, you need a license. You've got to be licensed for certain careers because you're operating within commerce. So when you're going to your grandmother's house or you're going to work and you're traveling to and fro, you're not in the capacity of commerce. You're in the capacity of a private individual. Mm. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, you being licensed to drive is abridging your rights. Because as a natural person, you have the right, the God-given right, to go to and fro without any encumbrances.
Right.
When you apply a license, that's an encumbrance. The only time you need you're required a license is if you're operating in the capacity of commerce, such as a cab driver, a truck driver,
bus driver,
so going back and forth to the market or just whatever, just having your own personal ride. Is that illegal?
Very good question. There's a difference between legal and illegal and lawful and unlawful. It's a big difference between the two. Legal means, yes, it is illegal because legal is based in man's law. But the difference is lawful versus unlawful, which is based in God's law, which is common law. It is unlawful for me to trespass against you, Jay, and burn down your house. But it's illegal for me to smoke marijuana.
Mm.
See, one is not trespassing against another while the other one is. See, if I decide that I want to smoke marijuana, that's just like if I want to smoke cigarettes. But they make it illegal because it is made up by man versus law that's of God, which says that I cannot trespass against another man or another woman and their property. So burning down your house, robbing you, putting my hands on you, that's breaking the law. That's the difference between lawful in law versus legal and illegal. And that's the difference between a democracy and the republic. Because within the democracy, you got color of law. This is color of law, where you have man-made laws, things like ordinances, statutes, codes, misdemeanors. Within a republic, you have either you broke the law or you did not. There is no
right.
So when you take a look at the driver's licenses, for example, if you let everybody, from what you're sharing with us, that theory there, if you let everybody just kind of go, then wouldn't that be like a 12-year-old kid can get behind a car and drive? I mean, shouldn't there be some sort of
there should be checks and balances. No doubt. However, it's not so much so the licensing, but what they do to the people with it, because they use it to come against when you sign your name on the dotted line for a license. You're entering into a contract, which is an adhesion contract, and that's what they use in court when they take you to court. And so that is the issue with the driver's licenses, because first of all the licenses, whether it be marriage licenses, birth certificates and things of that nature, they're registered in the Department of Transportation. And the Department of Transportation denotes trafficking, human trafficking, transportation. This is literally what's going on because the United States Corporation is a human trafficking operation.
So give us the definition from, and again, just because we're talking about documents here and how it relates to the terms you're sharing it as, can you share as your, when you take a look at the documents relate to human trafficking, can you give us more of a perspective of where we're going with that one, Abdul, are these like at any time we can be, like, how are we being trafficked with these? I understand
there was a time in history when none of these documents were in existence. As of the House Joint Resolution, I cannot remember which one it is. This is in 1950 something under Roosevelt, when he declared Black Friday and took the gold away from everybody. This is when he started instituting the birth certificates, driver's licenses, things of that nature. Your birth certificate is traded on the stock market, so that makes you commodity. They're trading our bonds. So with that being said, that in and of itself is human trafficking.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
So
that's like the most covered up version of human trafficking.
It is on the back of your dollar. It's on the back of your birth certificate. The number is on the back of the birth certificate. You can actually follow it on the stock.
This is crazy because last week we had Mr. Wayne Steiger on here and he talked about this the first time I've ever heard about it. And a week later, you know, you're talking about it and all these years never heard about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's fascinating.
Yeah. And so there's different levels of human trafficking. It's not just the children with the deep underground military bases. Everyone is a product of human trafficking, especially those who identify themselves as U.S. citizens. Because when you identify yourself as a U.S. citizen, you're putting yourself under the jurisdiction of the United States Corporation, which is the operation for human trafficking. See, the coup d'etat brought that into existence. Prior to that, it was a constitutional republic, whereas that did not exist.
Can I ask you real quick? Okay.
Yeah.
There's the United States of America, right? And then the United States for America, right? So it's supposed to be. Okay. So, and wasn't it Trump that was trying to get it back to United States for America?
No. The United States of America.
I got that backwards.
The United States of America and Congress assembled. That's the original republic. Not for, but of. Because the United States falls under the jurisdiction of America. Remember the last show I explained to you guys. You have the pyramid and you have the eagle on the back of the dollar bill. The eagle falls under the jurisdiction of the eagle. The eagle falls under the jurisdiction of the pyramid. The pyramid represents America, the entire landmass. So it is the United States of America, not for America. But what you're actually confusing is the Constitution. Because one is the Constitution for the United States of America versus the United States of the United States.
That's exactly what I'm confusing. Yeah, exactly. Right.
So now with that said, the correct version is the Constitution of the United States, not for the United States.
So with Dulles
and I apologize. For is the correct one. Of is the incorrect one.
So we want to be for the United States, not of the United States.
Because we the people ordained the Constitution for the United States. Remember, see, that's the preamble to the Constitution. We the people ordain this Constitution for the United States. Because see, what it is really is a. The Constitution is a trust document, really. It's a contract, okay? And when you understand contract trust, you've got three positions. You've got the trustee, the executor, and the beneficiary. So the ancestors who wrote the Constitution are the executors. The beneficiaries are the posterity, which is the descendants who come down the line, and the trustee. Those would be the public servants, the public officials, your Pelosi's and your Chuck Schumer's and your Trump's and your Obama's and all your politicians. They are not the government. We, the people, are the government. Mm-hmm. And we wrote the Constitution for the government as their rules of engagement to keep them limited in their power so that they don't overthrow us, the people.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't it seem like they've already doing that right now or already
that's because one of the bullet points was the 1865 Reconstruction era. That's why that point in history marks all of this, because we were under the misinformation that the Reconstruction was based in the rebuilding of the infrastructure of the country after the Civil War, Revolutionary War, whatever. No, it's not the truth. It was the reconstruction of history, geography, cosmology, etymology, language, the whole nine. North is south and south is north. Like, everything has been reconstructed as of 1865. And so everything that we know and that we have learned in school from that point forward is totally incorrect. That's why we are all out of order.
Who then is going to make the decision to give the control back? If we were actually the ones that are supposed to be power, but we were overthrown by the government, and now who then can step up and reverse that? We the people. So how do you recommend, Abdul, do we actually take specific measurable kind of
steps? First, we have to learn the truth. First, we have to learn law. First, we have to learn jurisprudence. Mm-hmm. Can't go. We cannot accomplish this under these circumstances as a people. Excuse me, because we are all miseducated and don't understand or know what's what from what's. For example, people, the people that live in D.C. would see the flag, right? They'll see the three stars. You know the three stars for D.C.? Yep. Okay. They have absolutely no clue that it represents three different jurisdictions under the deep state, which would be the Vatican, mm-hmm. the Financial District of London, and mm-hmm. D.C. That's what those three different stars represent. But the original capital of the United States is not D.C. It was Philadelphia when the Moors were in power. This is why on the 1st of Philadelphia, I mean, the 1st of January in Philadelphia on Broad Street, you would have the Shriners having a parade called the Mummers Parade, in which they're basically mocking us and the fall of the Moorish government when they cracked the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. This is history that is not being taught to the people.
Can you backtrack on that one? Hang on a second, because I'm from mm-hmm. Philadelphia and I grew up with the Mummers Parade every year of my life.
Oh, so you know about the Mummers Parade?
No, very well. I've been to. Okay. Been to. Are you saying that the Mummers Parade is mocking the Moors, or it's mocking? Okay, and explain that again. Why?
In 1492, between 711 and 1492, Moors had conquered Europe. And in 1492, we fell to Spain. Queen Elizabeth and King Ferdinand of Castile. Six months later, Christopher Columbus came over here, 1492, okay, October. But the fall had happened in Andalusia January 1st of 1492. So therefore, every time you celebrate the fall of the ball that falls in Central Park, New York, the first of the year, the so-called year, that's what you're celebrating, is the fall of the Moors in Andalusia. And so to commemorate that, the Shriners, they have what's called the Mummers Parade on Broad Street on the 1st of January every year. And the reason why Philadelphia is because Philadelphia was the actual capital of the United States of America and Congress assembled. And so this is basically what's going on, is a mockery of the fall. And that's why they're dressed with the black faces. You see Justin Trudeau. You've seen pictures of Justin Trudeau mm-hmm. and Nancy Pelosi wearing mm-hmm. the black faces and stuff. This is, you know, with the turbans and the fezes and they're and so, but the thing is that the general population have no idea of this history. Mm-hmm. This is the problem.
Mm-hmm. So once they, when someone gets to there, let's say, for example, then the general public or a good portion of it, I mean, from a legal standpoint, then from what you know, so is there a certain, can any one person start the ball to say, okay, I know exactly what to do legally, here's my papers, I'm filing them? Is that enough?
That can be done as an individual, as an individual movement. You can file certain pieces of paperwork to get your individual financial situation in order. First of all, let me go back real quick. The first of the year is March 31st during spring equinox, when everything comes anew. I wanted to make that clear because to differentiate the difference between the first that we celebrate on January versus the real first. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Did they do that to trip us up?
Yes, of course. We're using the Gregorian calendar, first of all. And here's a bombshell that I want to give to the people. See, what's going on is, let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
There's more to this than meets the eye. I'm trying not to say there's so much to this, and it's very deep, and it's very secret. There's a huge gag order on the world. Mm-hmm. There's a huge gag order on the world. They do not want these Negroes, they do not want these niggas to know who they are. Martin Luther King said something that was glossed over all these years. And I quote, "The Negro is languishing in American society where he finds himself at home." I want the audience and the viewers to go up and research something called Black Nobility Family Crest.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look for that. Look up the Black Nobility Family Crest and go straight to the images.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to the images, I want you to look at all these family crests, Andrews and all this and all that, and they all have black heads with crowns on them. This mm-hmm. is for a reason.
So the Black Nobility, okay, I want to get clarity on that. I asked Gene that a long, long time ago, but I don't remember if we never really did a whole show on it. But are you saying, are the Black Nobilities actually white people in black faces, or are they
the actual
Moorish?
Okay, good question. All the white faces that you see are slaves to the black. They're actually black Moorish. They're Moorish. These are black families. And the white faces that you see are slaves to these families. We are under attack. What you think is the 13 bloodline, Illuminati bloodlines, which yeah. also, by the way, includes the Kennedys, Rothschilds, Rockefeller, whoever. They're nobody. These are the faces. The people behind these people are these black dirty Moors who are attacking the noble American Moors. We are under, and they're using their white slaves.
So let me just make sure I got what you just said. So you're saying, I want to make sure I just got clearly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying the Black Nobility families are the dark side of the Moorish?
Correct.
And they're
foreign to this land.
They're foreign to this land, and they are behind the curtain controlling the puppet strings of the Kennedys, the Rothschilds, and everything like that.
That they say is behind everything.
Mm-hmm. It's the Black Nobility.
And they're attacking us because we pose a threat to them. We are the righteous ones on this side.
That makes such perfect sense.
America has always been known as Turtle Island. America has always been known as the land of free. America has always known as the land of milk and honey. This is the Holy Land. Prior to Reconstruction, Jesus walked these lands. It wasn't Israel across the water over there. It was right over here on these lands. The point that I'm making is that I told you once before that Moors had white people or Europeans or whatever as slaves.
Right.
Still do.
But we
have to differentiate the two because there's nothing to be proud of about that. And that's where we, the Moors of America, fall on a different category because we are the love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice Moors. We allowed everyone to come here on our land to gain exile, especially from the British. Remember, they was running, you guys were running from the British? Mm-hmm. Well, the British are the brutish, which is actually those who look like us. But go ahead.
I want to just kind of get back here because I know people, when you said that, so getting back, because you made a statement that actually Jesus walked here in America as we know
here
it.
Here in America. This is where Jesus walked.
Is that correct? And how is that documented, or how do we know that? That's
you have to. It's just you have to go prior to the teachings of anything dealing with 1865. I cannot give you specific document on that. That is a legend, a Moorish legend.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have any documents. But what the point of the matter is, you have to look up a map called the Exotic Map of the United States.
The Exotic Map of the United States.
Look it up. You would find that every country, every territory from all over the world is found here in the United States on this land. So, for example, I live in Georgia. We've got a Rome, Georgia. You've got a Rome, Italy. We've got an Athens, Georgia. You've got Greece, Athens. Okay, we've got Sparta, Georgia. You've got a Morocco, Chicago. You've got a Moab, Utah. You got a China in Mexico. So why is that? And also, by the way, why is it that everyone wants to come here, but no one wants to go over there?
Yeah.
The world wants to come to America. Everybody wants to come to America. Not so much so the United States, because the United States is a trap once you get up in there. But that's not the point, no, because the United States is the deep state United States, not the original republic that was there to serve the people, because the republic is there for the people. Republic. Re goes back public to the people.
You know, I know, I believe when we interviewed you last time, it was prior to
Trump,
right? Mm-hmm. So now what's your thoughts with everything? So everything post-Trump.
Before you get to that, I want to have one question. So the Black nobility families.
Let's go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are the George Soros and Rothschilds of the world, are they the Black nobility's white slaves?
You got it.
Okay, can we get to my question now?
Yes, that explains a lot.
So now back to that question. We interviewed you first pre-Trump happening, all this happening. Now it's post the election. Now what lays out from your opinion and your views?
Trust the plan. I've always questioned trust in the plan that I wasn't a part of, and I don't know who is who. Though I gave it its benefit of the doubt, considering my research and a lot of things that I found. Specifically the fact that I do believe that Trump did save a lot of babies. Mm-hmm. However, it's been a little too, and that's just my honest opinion, it's been a little too much goalpost moving. And, you know, you start to lose a little patience because you don't see certain things. Now, you know, when you say patience and control, I play chess, and I'm pretty good at chess. As a matter of fact, you can find me on chess.com under Noble Moore. My rating is like 1270 or something like that. I've been up to 1350. I'm not all that, but I'm good enough to know that when you have control of the board, you don't have to rearrange your entire plans. You may tweak things here and there, but the end goal will manifest itself pretty quickly. I'm not the military, and I know that the military handles things in a certain way. However, the way I see things, nothing manifested as it was supposed to manifest according to the official narrative by the Q-tubers out there, and even the Q-post. Mm-hmm. Even the Q-post, not just the Q-tubers, but the Q-post itself, didn't, a lot of that stuff did not manifest. And so at my position is this: at what point do we start questioning the movement before we continue just allowing the goalposts to continue to keep moving? Because March 4th was the new, was first, it was January 6th, and it was January 29th, then it was March 4th. Well, we're at March 15th. The next one is now.
It's supposed to be like April 1st, April 6th. April 1st
is the next, but okay, so what's going to happen? And so, but when you're under control, things happen. Not to say that it's not happening behind the scene, but that's beside the point. The whole point is this: the people need a reawakening. The only way that's going to happen is from national TV, period. Because all this playing around is not working to get these people awake. They're still asleep. My family is still. I'm like, listen, You see the gas prices lately? Oh, he'll bring it back down. He'll bring it back down. They continue to make excuses for him. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have any concrete evidence of any. We may have some evidences, but what we have is not enough. In fact, at this point, I've looked like a fool to a lot of my family members. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
When you talk about the reawakening, right? So that happened. That has to happen on national TV.
It has to happen on national TV.
So we probably at this point in time, I mean, there doesn't seem to be any time in the future that that's going to be happening. Do you think?
No. But that's not to say that we're doomed.
Mm-hmm. How do we break the chains here, from your opinion? So we're learning.
I would say this. First of all, we should never put stake in any man or any one group. Mm-hmm. Because that's not how this republic was built in the first place. The people built this republic, a lot of opium has been sold. Mm-hmm. A lot of opium has been sold by a lot of agents.
And by a lot, true.
By a lot of damn agents. Mm-hmm. And but because it was the whole point to pacify the people to fall back and not do nothing. Okay? But the power lies with the people. And for example, I mean, I'll give you an easy example. If you've got a population of 100,000 in one particular town, and they tell that town, curfew is at 9 o'clock, what if all 100,000 of those people say, okay, and they walk out after 6 o'clock? What are they going to do?
Exactly.
Not a damn thing.
Exactly.
The power lies with the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not with Trump, not with Q, not with the white hats, not with it lies with the people. What if all of the United States people, the people of the United States, were to boycott and say, okay, well, we're no longer going to buy anything and pay for anything and just boycott the entire corporation? What happens now?
Go broke. It'll go broke.
And what they're going to do then. Then what they're going to do, then they're going to try to make contact with the people to see how they can fix things. Now we got your attention, don't we? Mm-hmm. But if we continue to participate, which is called tacit consent in law, then we continue to give them the power. Just the simplest calling them the government is giving them the power, because they are not the government. They are an occupying corporation, an occupying government.
You know what? That's such a strong statement. We have to stop referring to them as the government.
Nancy,
what did you call them? The occupied what?
The occupying government, occupying corporation.
Occupied corporation. I'm going to start using that.
Government.
And they're the occupied corporation.
The tail from the chick, Nancy Pelosi over there, she's not the government. Mm-hmm. Maxine Waters, she's not the government. Donald Trump ain't the government. When I took the oath, this is why I got out of the military. When I took the oath, I didn't take the oath to George Bush. I was under George Bush when I was in the Air Force. I didn't take it to George Bush. I didn't take it to Dick Cheney. I didn't take it to Donald Rumsfeld or any of these people on that cabinet. I took it to the people of the United States. It was the people who I took the oath to. Remember that. Because the people is the government.
Do a lot of your brothers and sisters in the military feel the same way that you do when you talk about?
No.
You know,
everybody who's red pill is the black sheep of the family everywhere you go, buddy. You know, we are a minority. The people who think like me, who are red pill, who understand what's going on, that, you know, you're usually the black sheep of the family. You're usually, you know what I'm saying?
And you're not falling in the family.
It's a lonely path. It's a lonely road. Not too many brothers wear fezzes like I do.
Mm-hmm. So you know in lieu of, mm-hmm. So I get the logic. Okay. If there's 100,000 people there and there was a curfew at 9, but 100,000 people showed up at 9:01 and broke the curfew, what are they going to do? They're nothing. Right. So we get that. But in lieu of let's call it, protest or whatever you want to do that. Is there a specific legal remedy that can be enacted in a peaceful manner without any type of disruption of harmony in life, if you would, that can start the process to do this? Is that available to us now?
Yes, or
do we have to? Boom.
It is available to us. But it's only available to, I mean, we have to do it as a unit, first of all.
What about the guy we had on the other day? He's starting militias. Like militia yeah, yeah, constitutional militias. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the word militia is in the Constitution. The people have the right to a militia. Okay, and that's the purpose in the Second Amendment, to form a militia, to take down the, you know, you're not going to form a militia without weapons, right? Mm-hmm. So you need the right to bear arms, mm-hmm. right? And so this is why the threat that we pose as a people is blacks and whites coming together, so-called blacks and whites, right? Because these are misnomers, we're not crayons. coming together, forming a militia. But I tell you this, we don't even need a gun. What we need is knowledge. Mm. What we need is proper knowledge. What we need is knowledge of who is who, what is what, and who is not. Mm-hmm. What is going on? Because see, you can have the greatest militia in the world, but if everybody's blind and the blind is leading the blind, you ain't going no damn way. As a matter of fact, guess who you're going to be faced with? MK Ultra soldiers. Mm-hmm. Mm. Been under military, deep underground military bases, getting with shock treatments with bells and whistles going off, okay? And SRA, satanic ritual abuse. These people are like, you split their personality. Mm-hmm. These MK Ultra soldiers, they're nothing to deal with. If you forgot about it, go watch Bourne Ultimatum and all the other series, because that's what that's based on, is MK Ultra soldiers. So, you know, what is a militia of good people of, like me, you, and Jay going to do against MK Ultra soldiers when they release them, if they were to release them? But if we were to boycott them, for example, what are they going to do? What, they're going to send off the MK Ultra soldiers to force us to purchase, to force us back into the What are they going to do? What are they, you know, we got to kill it. We got to get them in their pockets. That's first of all. That's one.
Yeah. So you're saying break the system.
That's one option. Mm-hmm. Financially. Jay keeps bringing up legal documents and lawful approaches. In order for you to come with a lawful approach, first and foremost, you need to be in your proper person. You have to be in your proper person. In law, that's called impropria persona. So I cannot go as a black guy with legal asking for legal remedy, because then I have no standing in law as a black person. My ancestors weren't black. There is no black Adonia. You have no rights on this law. You can look up the Dred Scott case that proves that. You have to come in your proper person as a nation with a nationality. So Jay, you can't go as a white guy. You have to go as a Scottish man, if that's what your ancestry is, and so on and so forth. You see? But the people coming together against the deep state United States is not really the answer, because you're under the jurisdiction of the deep state, the deep state's United States, as a 14th Amendment citizen, U.S. citizen. Your property, baby. We all are.
So first, I would need to be able to disacknowledge the fact of a driver's license,
you have certificate, and all those papers from the United States Corporation.
Right. So any of those paperwork that were given to me as a result of me being born or whatever, and now officially drive, I need to number one,
rescind those contracts is what it's called.
Rescind those contracts. Is there a specified way to do that? Where
a lot of people use what's called the UCC codes.
The UCC codes.
Uniform Commercial Codes. There's a lot of people on YouTube, as a matter of fact, that speak on that, where they use the UCC codes to regain access back into your private capacity, because currently we're all operating in a public capacity. And that's why statutes, codes, and ordinances kind of apply to us, because on paper, we are in the public sector. You have to put yourself back into the private sector. The only people that belong in the public sector are the public officials. That's public. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. These people have no freaking power.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. So let's say, for example, I use the UCC codes and I'm victorious or efficient in being able to remove those documents from my life. I don't need a driver's license or anything like that. So then one day I'm driving down the road and then I get pulled over. What do I do? What
when it's done properly, you're given certain documents that you would represent to the proper authorities and things of that nature.
Would they know it?
They would recognize it because it's given, it's brought down from the state. Because see, what happened is when this happened in 1955, I think it was, with Roosevelt, with the Black Friday, and they instituted the birth certificates and all that, they left the loophole, because what they did was they took out the gold and the silver, which is by constitution the proper form of currency, not Bitcoin, not QFS or quantum financial, none of that. Gold and silver, period. That's per the constitution. That was taken away from the people, and it was replaced with fiat currency backed by the faith of the people, which is the paper dollar and stuff. So a debt cannot pay for debt. It's a debt currency, it's a debt note. So they had to leave the loophole. And from there, people get a lot of different types of they charge off a lot of different debts and things of that nature because of that particular House Joint Resolution. I don't remember the resolution. You can look it up. Just type in 1955 House Joint Resolution with Roosevelt or something like that, and it will tell you what resolution it is that pretty much gives people that have been enslaved a certain loophole to operate in their private capacity.
Interesting.
talking about people that have no power, what's your thoughts about what's going on right now in the White House?
Oh, well, that's the strange part of this all, because even though we haven't seen any evidence to prove the validity of anything, we still see some weird stuff going on in the White House.
I've seen
that the White House was for sale on Zillow for $417 million. Like,
really? I missed that one.
And permanently closed. It's permanently closed when you Google it or MapQuest it. It shows something like permanently closed, and it's Castle Rock. Listen, that ain't even Biden. Okay, that's not Biden from 2014 mm-hmm. with Obama. That is not the same sleepiness.
Yeah,
that is another sleepy guy. It's a whole nother pedo. But that is not that. I mean, whatever you might want to call him, a robotoid, you might want to call him a clone, you might call him a vril, you know, because he's been seen with the black eye.
Right, exactly.
And the black eye means that, you know, more, you know, I don't know if you ever heard vril. Of real lizards with the mm-hmm. with that turn themselves into a worm and go into your eye and basically take over your body as a it's crazy.
It's very crazy.
Deco speak on that.
Mm-hmm. Crazy times we're living in right now, man, isn't it, buddy? Hey, so that is Abdul Bey, everybody. Thank you, my brother, for coming back and enlightening us once again. And you know, again, we'll put out the other video as April. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need some water, man. I should have had a cup of water. My mouth is dry.
You're good.
You did great. Are you kidding?
You did great, man. It's always you're very well learned.
I know. It's amazing. The knowledge that's inside that head.
Thank you. I think it comes from the top of the feds. We have to keep in mind that we have been misinformed, we have been misled, we live in an illusion. Mm-hmm. Okay, whenever nothing is evil, nothing is satanic. People are evil, people are satanic. Mm-hmm. If you see me saying as above, so below, as within, so without, that is not an evil, satanic, Luciferian concept. That comes from the seven Hermetic principles of the Kabbalion. Look up the Kabbalion. Hermes Trismegistus or Thoth or Tuti from Egypt. These are specific high level sciences, because when you look at a tree, the foliage of the tree is the same as the roots, as above, so below.
True.
Okay. And if there's water in you and there's water in me, I mean, if there's water in the planet and there's water in me, as within, so without.
As within, so without. Maybe it's a name for a show. Mm-hmm. Brother, it's good to have you on here again today, man. Thank you very much for enlightening us. And how do you want everybody to connect with you and find out more about you?
You can go on Abdul Bey TV on YouTube and check out my videos and stuff.
Let me put that up there real quick here.
We'll have her edited in. We'll have her. Well, he's got it up there too.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all of your knowledge, all of your insight. And
the pleasure's all mine, April. The pleasure's all mine,
Jay. And the aliens that come down to you, keep them coming down and infuse that brain of yours, man. I tell you, it's great.
whatever's working for you.
Yeah, whatever. Works.
Thank you. Yes, exactly.
So, the fans, for sure.
You guys have a wonderful day. I hope that things in this country works out to the benefit of the people. And to be honest, I'm of the mindset that it will.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we are too, man. That's what gets us showing up here all the time. And thank you for doing your part by stepping up and giving knowledge. And everybody, you know, take what you want and throw the rest away. But, you know, we hope that you did get some value out of this. And thank you for having us in your homes. And we'll see you next time.
And together, Together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.